This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Thumma amma ba'd. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala fi kitab Riyad al-Salihin, kitab al-Manthurat wa al-Mulah, hadith number 18. 44 قال وعن ابي مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ان مما ادرك الناس من كلام النبوه الاولى اذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت رواه البخاري ابو مسعود الانصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه narrated the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said one of the admonitions of the previous prophets which has been conveyed to people is that if you discard modesty, you may do whatever you like. Rawah al-Bukhari. What does hadith mean? Subhanallah, it's very profound in regards to the culture of our time as well too. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, "Inna mimma adraka an-nasu min kalam an-nubuwwati al-ula." He said, look, some of the things we've learned from the beginning of time. He's saying that almost every prophet shared this wisdom with his people. From the early time. And some of the ulama, they say, An-Nubuwwat al-Ula, the first prophethood, he refers to whom? Adam alayhi salam. No, Adam alayhi salam. The very first prophet, Adam alayhi salam. Which means these words of wisdom, they go back all the way to the beginning of mankind. From the very beginning. Which means it's very valuable. And it's been conveyed to us from generation to generation, from the prophet to prophet, messenger to messenger, without any interruption. Every single prophet conveyed the exact same message. Can you guys imagine that? How valuable, how important this message is right now. Every single prophet conveyed this message. So what is this message? He says, قال, إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت. If you have no haya, then do whatever you want. What's the meaning of this? So the word haya, the poor translation to the word haya in English is modesty. That's what they say. If you have no modesty, then you can do whatever you want. But the haya is bigger than this. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-haya'u min al-iman." Al-haya is one of the characteristic of faith and iman. One of the qualities of faith. A man, one time the Prophet ﷺ, he saw another man advising his friend about haya, like telling him, come on, you're too weak. Don't keep doing this. So the Prophet ﷺ told him, قَالْ دَعْهُ. Leave him. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَاءَ لَا يَتِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ. Haya brings nothing but good. But we need to differentiate between haya and khajal in the Arabic language. So haya in the English, in the poor translation, it's actually just modesty. But the ulama, they refer to haya khuluqun fil qalb or fil nafs yab'athu ala tajannub al qaba'ih. It's some sort of like an intrinsic value, intrinsic characteristic that will prevent a person from going into that which is considered inappropriate. Now, who defines what's appropriate and inappropriate? That's depends on your value system. And for the believers, we go back to divine instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Creator. So basically, your haya is that inner caller to keep you away from doing something inappropriate and Allah will never be pleased with. So like what, for example? Like drinking, fornicating, doing something that is absolutely unacceptable, lying and these things. So you stay away from these things, that is good. There is no such thing as being too weak when it comes to preventing yourself from falling into that which is considered inappropriate and haram. But khajal, bashfulness, is a weak characteristic. That's when you use haya, or at least you allegedly lose haya, to prevent you from doing that which is supposed to be appropriate or good for you. Like what? So for example, speaking in public. Let's take something neutral. Speaking in public. How many of you guys would say that, alhamdulillah, I have no problem, I will go stand in front of everybody and talk? Not everybody. Those who say, I don't dare do that, you can say, astahi. We use the word astahi in the Arabic language, like the word haya. That's not what it is. That's khajal now. It's considered khajal. And khajal is bashfulness. And bashfulness is not good all the time. But haya is good at all time. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying here that if someone has no regard to haya, no regard to the ethical aspect of modesty. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fasna' ma shit, go do whatever you will. Okay, is that a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like he's telling the people, hey, if you have no haya, do whatever you want to do? So that means if I would like to obey this command, what do I do? Take off my haya and just do whatever I want to do? Absolutely not. This is from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an Arabic expression. He doesn't mean, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not an order to do that. It's more like a scolding somebody and challenging somebody. And in the ulama, they say, like, tawbikh. Like they're scolding someone. Like, if you have no haya, then dare do whatever you want to do. Which means what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you for it. Allah will punish you for it. Some ulama, they say, no. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining what happens if somebody has absolutely no haya. So if someone has no haya, what happens to them? What are they going to do? They have no boundaries. And this is exactly what we see in our society today, right? Why do people do what they do? Things that you can't even comprehend, you can't even imagine people, humans, would do something like this. Forget about being intelligent or otherwise, just a human being. And when you look at that, it's just because they have absolutely no sense of decency, no sense of haya and modesty. So for them, who said that it's aib? Who said that it's wrong? Because they have no compass, no moral compass. That goes back again to the divine instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messenger. So once again, if people start removing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from their lives, and they're removing all these boundaries, they will have absolutely no regard to haya, no regard to modesty, and whatsoever. But for a believer, that is important. It's a message that came down from the time of Adam alayhi salam until today. What also we'll learn from this instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to the subject of akhlaq and manners and ethics and these manners, actually, these manners and etiquettes, they don't change by the change of time. They do not change by the change of time. Today in our time, in our culture, it sees people changing everything, even their genders. But will there be at any time in the history of mankind, will there be at any time to say that lying becomes a virtue? Well, it happens in our time. Politicians do that very much, right? And they consider this to be a virtue. You lie and you get away with it. But it would never be acceptable to be a virtue. Stealing to be a virtue, never. Backbiting to be a virtue, never. These things are basics. And they don't fluctuate, they don't change. They're wrong from the beginning, and they will continue to be wrong until the day of judgment. Why? Because this is the example of this. From the time of Adam alayhi salam until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the day of judgment, we've been taught haya is essential to mankind. And if you remove it, you're no longer human beings. You act like animals. So if you would like to restore back humanity in the life of people, we need to teach them haya, sense of decency and modesty. And people will never accept that unless they have what? Accountability. To whom? If it's going to be to the people, they change that frequently. But if they go back and put that accountability with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will realize, okay, there's a code of ethics that I need to adhere to regardless of the circumstances. Regardless of the change in the environment, I have to fulfill that. Because the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. If you don't have that sense of modesty and decency, you will end up doing whatever you want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the sea, Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama'ah? Yes. You're going to have to speak up a little bit. Now, to differentiate between good and bad in haya. A good point about la haya fid-din, you mean? Okay. So there's a very common popular statement in Arabic says, La haya fid-din, they say. And there should be no haya or no bashfulness when it comes to asking about your faith and your religion. This statement is actually not a hadith at all, aslan yani. And it's wrong to begin with. You can't say La haya fid-din. Why? Because ad-din kullu haya. Our faith is all modesty and all haya. The true statement is to say, Inna Allah la yastahyi min al-haq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not shy away from telling the truth. That's the proper statement to say, Inna Allah la yastahyi min al-haq. So when you say that, you say, look, There is no shyness when it comes to learning about your faith and your religion. And you ask your question no matter how sensitive that subject is. Just like, and this was actually mentioned in the context of the Ansari women, as they were asking the Prophet ﷺ very bold, straight questions that the Muhajirat, they will feel shy from asking the Prophet ﷺ that. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she reported that. She said, Qalat, I've never seen women who are so courageous in asking their question than the Ansari women. لَمْ يَمْنَعْهُنَّ الْحَيَاءُ أَنْ يَتَفَقَّهْنَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. Being shy and sense of modesty did not prevent them from learning about their faith and their religion. And she mentioned an example. In that example, she mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was speaking to the ladies, answering their questions, and one of the ladies asked him about the period. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked about the period, what would she do? For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, she needs to clean herself with a cloth or a piece of cotton. Now that's enough, you know, answer for her to figure it out, obviously. So the lady, she thought that there is something more to it than what she knows normal to do. So she insisted on more explanation. She goes, Qalat ya Rasulullah, how do I use it? Like, how would I use this cotton or this piece of cloth? And the Prophet ﷺ was surprised and shocked from the question. And even the Prophet ﷺ, he felt shy to answer. He goes, Subhanallah, tatahari biha. Like, Subhanallah, just deal with it. Like, you know, clean yourself with it. She goes, yeah, but how? And the Prophet ﷺ, yeah, Subhanallah, just deal with it, just do it. You clean yourself with it. Aisha, she said, I had to pull the lady to the side and said, just follow the trace of the blood. That's it. So it was this complicated to her, subhanAllah. So, but again, she said that the ladies did not shy away from asking these straight questions, forward question to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in the gathering of other women. So, and subhanAllah, something we probably, we learn from experience as well. When it comes to the subject of haya, there are different categories, which means people have different perception of haya. Sometimes the culture put a standard to that. What does that mean? Let's say those who come from the Middle East, for example, they have a certain standard for haya. For example, in regards to how men and women talk to each other, how men dress up, how women dress up, for example, there is a level of haya and modesty. Let's say in most Muslim countries, or at least, let's go to the subcontinent, for example, it's very well known if you're in the countryside, you have to cover your head when you walk around. And you dress up in a certain way. And if they see you without having a head covered, something wrong with you. Aib, what a shame. Like, you're an adult, you can't walk like this, for example. But that's a standard different than the standard we have over here. Similarly to the women, for example, here. Let's say, even at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Muhajirat versus the Ansari women. So the Muhajir women who came from Mecca, they were more in terms of the category of modesty. They would not raise their voices. They'd not, for example, answer back. And they have their certain style in dealing with it. And even when it comes to intimacy, they have certain behavior to it. The Ansari women, they were a different level. They will talk. They are very loud. And sometimes, actually, in the masjid, you can hear them actually speaking out loud. And one time, the Prophet ﷺ, he came out. He saw the men, women are talking. He goes, are you talking about intimacy and stuff like this? They all went quiet. And then an Ansari woman, she goes, yes, Ya Rasulullah, they do that, and they talk regularly even. Like, wow. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, don't do this. If you talk publicly about these marriages, as if you're talking about two shaitans mating together right now. So again, level of haya sometimes is different. So when you travel from one country to the other country, you're probably going to see that level of haya. But there will always be a standard for the Muslim ummah. Like bare minimum, you can't cross these boundaries, especially with the interaction with the opposite gender between men and women, talking on an equal mental level. For example, you don't go and start kind of like flirting and talking as if there is no any haya completely. No. You have to be careful how we talk with each other. Those levels should also be preserved, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Can we start to say la hajar fi din instead of la haya fi din?
La what?
La hajar fi din.
La hajar fi din. Can you say la khajala fi din? I mean, you can, but it doesn't really make sense in Arabic, yani. Because it's about haya. Na'am. Wallahu alam.
How do you build a sense of accountability for yourself and also for kids?
terms of haya as well?
Yeah, so you were mentioning like the solution to gain that haya, to be accountable to Allah.
Yes.
And that kind of denotes like fearing, actually fearing Allah.
Mm,
So like we can have a loving relationship with Allah, but easier, I feel like, least worship. How do we build that other side of it?
So the question is, when you build, if you would like to build that haya, you have to build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contribute to Allah azza wa jal. Okay, if I love Allah azza wa jal, that's the first thing. How can I then move this to build that haya with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I believe personally, if someone truly have the true understanding of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the standard of haya becomes easy. Because I fear nobody when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to dealing with the matters of deen, I have no problem. I'll speak. I'm courageous. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm so shy to talk to the people about this issue. No. Amr ma'ruf wa nahy an munkar. I'm going to talk to the people about this. If you truly have that sense of responsibility and accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it gives you courage. Because now you fear nobody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.